Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, we are at Proverbs chapter 10, or Proverbs 11, verses 7 through 14. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. All right, guys, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. We pray that you would teach us wisdom this morning. Let us follow your paths in Jesus' name. Amen. Real quick, the kids and I would like you guys to hit the
like button.
Like button. That really helps the algorithms. That's right. Okay, here we go. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 7 through 14. Oh boy, so this is kind of like one big section and then three small ones, okay? So I'll read 7 through 11, and then you guys will go 12, 13, 14, okay? But we're going to talk about 7 through 11 at one time. You can't really see it? Well, yeah, you're doing good right there.
I have to reach my neck up.
Yeah, I know. That's the best we can do right now. Okay, here we go. When a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of the unjust perishes. It's okay. Don't worry about the tea. Okay. Oh, good job drinking all your tea. Now we need to pay attention to God's word, okay? No more talking about tea. When a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of the unjust perishes. Right? So the wicked are eventually going to die, and their stuff, guess what's going to happen with it? Boop, it's going to be gone too. The righteous is delivered from trouble, and it comes to the wicked instead. Right? Jesus told a parable about that. Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus was at the rich man's gate, and he was asking for even a crumb of bread, and he was looked over the entire time, and the rich man is the one who ends up in Hades. And it's Lazarus, the poor man, who ends up in heaven. Right? So the righteous will be delivered from trouble, and it comes to the wicked instead. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. Do you guys think you would want a neighbor who acts all neighborly and friendly to you, but in reality tears you down with their mouth?
Nope.
That wouldn't be very nice, would it? When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. And when the wicked perish, there is jubilation. All right, so the city rejoices when the righteous goes well, right? And the city also rejoices when the wicked are punished. Mm-hmm. The world longs for justice. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. All right, Nathan, why don't you read verse 12?
He who is
devoid
of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace.
What do you think that means?
If he doesn't have wisdom, he just he just tears down his neighbor. But a wise man tries to just keep his connection with his neighbor.
That's right. That's right. Isn't that what Jesus said? Right? What are the two greatest commandments? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself, right? If you're devoid of wisdom, you despise your neighbor instead of loving your neighbor. Deborah, what about verse 13?
A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter.
All right, what do you think that's talking about? If somebody tells you something and it's a really sensitive thing, should you go and tell it to everybody in the world?
No.
No, keep it to yourself, right? Be a trustworthy person. Yeah. Be someone that people can talk to you and trust. You're going to keep their confidence. All right, verse 14, Nathan.
Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
What do you think that's talking about, guys?
When there's a bunch of wise people, they're all in safety from those who can't do it.
That's right. That's right. So when you're making decisions, what do you think is a good thing to do if you're trying to make a big decision?
Get a counselor.
Get a counselor. Right? Go ask some advice. Right? Ask mommy and daddy, or go ask the elders, or ask some people who have wisdom. Right? You want to go and you want to get...
Smith.
That's right. Mr. Smith and Mr. Pilling, right?
And Mr. Rob.
And Mr. Rob. Yeah, he's one of the deacons. That's right. So if daddy wants to make a decision, do I just make it all by myself? I say, I'm the pastor. I know what to do.
No.
What do I do?
Bring it to someone who's smarter than you.
Yeah, there's a lot of people smarter than me too, aren't there? Yeah, I go and I talk to the other elders about it too. And the three of us make those decisions together. Right? Because in the multitude of counselors, there's much wisdom. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have to ask other churches, what do you guys do? What do you think? Right? So we like to get advice. The wise person loves to go and get counsel because there's safety in that, right? We can get wisdom from other people. All right, you guys ready to pray?
Right.
Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Lord, we pray that we would love justice. Father, we pray that we would be those who could be trusted. We pray that we would love our neighbors, that we would love you. Lord, we pray that you might care for us this day. Let us walk in your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you trust in the counsel that Jesus Christ gives in his word. May you walk in the wisdom that comes from fearing the Lord. I'll see you guys tomorrow. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.